Who is it? Come to lecture me about my poor sleeping habits again, Claude? Or have you come to try and convince me to speak with the king? His Majesty is concerned about me. Oh, yes, I am sure he is. So concerned, in fact, that he hasn't come to see me at all since our disagreement. I can practically feel the parental love all the way from here. If that is all you came here for, then you're dismissed. I have far more important matters to see to than soothing His Majesty's feelings. Of course I'm still looking for her. Did you expect me to simply give up after a day or two? Call it obsession if you want. I don't care as long as you don't stand in my way. Now if you'll excuse me, I have to finish going over the list of attendees that were at the balls. It's called the process of elimination, Claude. I know she isn't any of the women I danced with before 10 on the first night, so I'm striking them off. Unfortunately, whoever sent out these invitations deemed only the family names important, which has been infuriating, as I don't know her surname. Why did she have to be so stubborn? If she had told me, this would all be so much easier. Why are you still here, Claude? Didn't I tell you? I should give up on her? Is that so? You're married, correct? Then it is safe to assume you're in love with your spouse. Is that a fair statement, Claude? Well, in that case, I'd like you to imagine being separated from your partner for 6 years, of not knowing where they are or what has become of them. Then, one night, they suddenly reappear, only to run from you and vanish once more. Now tell me, would you simply give up searching for them? Would you sit idly by, knowing they are out there? The look on your face tells me everything I need to know. Now that you understand how I feel, there will be no more talks of giving up on finding her, understood? Good. Now you can either stay and help me, or you can leave and tell the king I will not stop until I locate my Cinderella. There's not much. All I have to go off of is her given name and the slipper she left behind. Wait a moment. The shoe. The shoe, that's it. Why didn't I think of this sooner? Claude, grab a pen and paper. I need you to write something down for me. I want you to have this spread around as a royal decree. My dearest subjects, at my birthday celebration, I found the woman I wish to make my future queen. On the night of the final ball, she left behind one of her dancing shoes. I would very much like to return it. I will be visiting the home of all the families with eligible young women until I do so. To ensure I find the right woman, I insist on allowing every woman to try the shoe on. The one it fits will be my bride. What is it? Why are you looking at me like that, Claude? Yes, I am serious about this. Do you think I'm an idiot, Claude? Surely you must, if you think the only way I will be able to tell my true love apart from every other person out there is if they fit in the shoe she left behind. The shoe gets us through the door, that's it. It will excite the public, which will in turn make people much more likely to open their doors to us, even if they have something or someone to hide. I realize how desperate this plan seems, but I don't care. If it gives me a chance to find her, I'm taking it. Make the announcement. We will begin our search in a few days. That should give the news enough time to reach